So we lived together, rearing a family through many joyous seasons without fear or regret. Coriam took long, painstaking days repairing his lance. When he finished, it was a weapon of perfect balance, the envy of all who beheld it. I tested it myself. It was light and a joy to handle. The lance was also slightly longer, owing to Coriam joining it at the centre by fashioning a sleeve of solid silver into which he fitted both ends. It was perfectly symmetrical and truly straight from tip to tip. When the time comes for me to follow my beloved Coriam, I leave both the lance and coronet to the care of my dearest friend and companion, Sister Jaminia. She assures me that the two treasures will stay together for some future generation of the Wildlock clan, who will be
noble enough to need them for the good and well-being of her kinbeasts, Runa Wildlock.
As old Quelt finished reading, a sigh of dismay came from Sister Snowdrop. The ancient recorder peered over his glasses at her.
What seems to be the trouble, Sister?
Snowdrop shook her head ruefully.
I thought Runa's tale was going to tell us where the lance and coronet could be found.
Giri stuck out his lips sulkily.
That would have been too simple. That old otter grandmum had to go and give them to the confounded Sister Jaminia. Aye, and you know what that means.
Brinty buried his face in both paws.
More blinking riddles and puzzles to solve.
Tribsy put on a pitiful face.
Boer, what's a poor child to do? My brains will be fur worn out by all he wriggling and puzzling.
Abbess Lysian looked over Quelt's shoulder at the page he had been reading. She peered closely at it before exclaiming brightly,
Oh, cheer up, friends. There's some tiny scribbles at the bottom of this page. They may be our first clues from Sister Jaminia.
Old Quelt took off his glasses and rubbed his eyes.
I can't see anything, Mother Abbess. My old eyes aren't much good now. See if you can decipher them.
He passed the book to Lysian, who read it easily.
See the GT chap. Seasons by seasons times seasons. That seems to be all it says.
Mormon Burby wrinkled her snout.
Boy, Oaky! What in the names of goodness be's that opposed to mean?
Quelt replied.
It's obviously a clue, ma'am.
Formal Grud gave his opinion.
Ain't nothing obvious about it, sir. If ye'll excuse oi saying, looks girtly hard to oi.
Giri was staring at the page intently, as if he were beginning to understand. He traced a paw along the scribbled letters.
Maybe not, sir. I'm thinking of what we've learned so far from studying Sister Jaminia's puzzles. Now, the first letter is a C. That's a letter like Y and I and U. It says a sound. So C becomes the word C.
Sister Snowdrop nodded eagerly.
Well done, Giri. C then it says G-T. Remember, we were searching not long ago for T-O-A-L. This book, Tales of Ancient Life. G.T. could be the name of a book.
Oh, aye. Like a Jaminia tome.